Dear friends, beloved brothers and sisters in the end time message, this is Brother Frank greeting you from the International Mission Center in Krefeld, Germany. We're looking back to a most wonderful weekend. We started this year in the name of the Lord, had great meetings. I think for the first time we have had over 800 people. We just thank the Lord as God's children gather to hear the true word of God from all over Europe and even from African countries. We have had a good look into the recent past. And everybody knows what happened on December 26th at Christmas time, as people call it, 26th of December 2004, will go into history just as September 11th, 2001 became part of the recent history. Now we have to go back to the Word of God in all things. And if we read Luke chapter 21, verse 25, we're not only told about the things which will take place in heaven, but also on earth. Not only about earthquakes and things which would come upon the nations, but also about the sea and the waves which would be roaring. It says here in verse 25, the second part of Luke 21, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. This has happened. And as record does tell us, about 140,000 lost their lives. The waves were not only roaring, they were taking lives. And the rebuilding of the area will take years and years. Beloved brothers and sisters, dear friends, what gets me is actually something totally different, because natural catastrophes come without us asking for it or knowing about it. It's predicted by our Lord that these are birth pains which come upon the earth. What gets me is written in Matthew 24, verse 39, in reference to the times of Noah, and it says here, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. We realize that the end time is on, and many times I said we're not only in the end time as generally speaking, but we're reaching the end of the end time. And when reading verse 39, and they knew not until the flood came, I have a question. Why didn't they know? The prophet of God Noah was preaching and preaching year after year. How come they didn't know? They should have known. They should have known. Noah was announcing the flood. He was building the ark. A way of escape was made, was prepared. But people were just moving on as usual. not paying any attention to what God himself had to say. So the prophet, he was sending to announce the destruction that would come. This scripture has actually spoken very deeply to my heart. It's now the same if I say today, speaking about the ministry of Brother Branham, he was sent as a forerunner to announce the judgments which will come upon the earth. He was used of God, having a direct commission to preach and to teach the word of God. Firstly, to call God's people back to the word out of all confusion, of all wrong teachings, of all traditions, bringing us back to the original word of God as the original seed which is planted and sown into our hearts. And then people move on, even great evangelists who came to know the Lord by the supernatural ministry given to William Branham. But even they bypass the warning. They are found in their own programs. Many charismatic personalities mislead the masses in our time. The warning is not given to the people. But beloved, I repeat, God made a promise before he would send the great day and all the destructions connected to it. He gave the promise to send us Elijah the prophet. And you have about the day of the Lord and all that goes with it for Israel, for the nations, and also for the bride church. And these are birth pains which come upon the earth. You read about birth pains in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 11, and especially in verse 6 to 8. In verse 8, and they shall be afraid, pains and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain like a woman that travaileth, and they shall be amazed and look at one another. Their faces shall be as flames. We're amazed. We look upon things which are now taking place. Birth pains. Brother Branham preached a whole sermon on birth pains. Everything is in birth pains. Israel, the church, the nations, even nature is in birth pains. In the prophet Jeremiah chapter 30, we read in verse 6 and 7, ask now and see whether a man does travail with child. Why do I see every man with his hands on his loins, like a woman that travails, and all faces are turned into paleness, once into flames, once into paleness. It depends on what we hear and look upon. Beloved brothers and sisters, we're not in darkness that this day should overtake us. We have the true word of God, the word of prophecy, and we recognize William Branham as a promised prophet, as a man sent from God with the message of God's word to the people of God at this time. And everyone that is of God will hear the words of God. Beloved, coming back to the statement, and They knew not. They knew not. Why not? Because they did not pay any attention to the message the prophet Noah was bringing before the destruction, before the flood took them away. It's the same today. These birth pains are minor to what will take place at the actual day of the Lord, when all nature will change, when even all mountains will move and all islands will be no more. But we have experienced the introducing to that great and terrible day of the Lord. The message God sends is a warning to the people. And believe me, when Brother Branham was told that this message would forerun the second coming of Christ, then we are the generation that will see the second coming of Christ. And this is the preparation. This is the warning. Beloved, may the dear Lord bless you. Again, I say, we look back to a wonderful weekend, and we wish that all of God's people in every nation under heaven will be blessed, and that the pure message of the hour, the true word of God promised for this day, may it be given to you, granted to you as a divine revelation to know the Lord personally, to walk with Him, to prepare for the great day of the return of Christ. First, the Lord returns to take us to glory, and then the judgments will come upon the earth. May the dear Lord bless you, and especially may all the ministering brethren be used to spread the word of God and the message of the hour. God bless you throughout the year 2005. May the peace of God rest upon you, and the Lord be with you every day until He returns. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. Amen.